Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Faith and Liberty is a ministry to the nation's capital. It's been there since 1994. It's now part of the Liberty Counsel family of ministries. We've been working on this for a number of months in 2018, and it's finally here. It's finally happened, and we can make a public announcement regarding it. Faith and Liberty is part of the nation's capital. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel, and joining me is Peggy Nienaber, vice president for Faith and Liberty, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, Peggy, for those people who are unfamiliar with what Faith and Liberty does, let's talk a little bit about what it does. And I also want to talk about what's happening tomorrow in the nation's capital, which is the live nativity. Faith and Liberty, now part of the Liberty Counsel family of ministries. But what does Faith and Liberty do? What is the mission of this ministry?
Well, we reach out to elected officials in prayer and spiritual support. A lot of people say, well, don't they have a pastor, or isn't there chaplains on the Hill? Well, there is, but there are also quite a few members, not only just members, but their staff. And this goes all the way down even to the people that work in the cafeterias or the janitors that work throughout all the different buildings. And we are that support system. But we have a second part that goes with that. We have outreach programs that help spread the gospel in a different format.
So Faith and Liberty has been there since 1994. We are currently across from the street of the United States Supreme Court, within walking distance of the U.S. Capitol, in minutes of the White House. Literally, the Supreme Court is just across the street. And this ministry is unlike the other ministries that we already have in the Liberty Counsel family of ministries. Liberty Counsel is a public interest law firm. It focuses on defending our religious liberties, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family in the courtrooms. Liberty Counsel Action, which has also been in the nation's capital since 2007, is a ministry that focuses on the policy side of things. It is something that focuses on laws, policies, ordinances, and those kinds of things. Faith and Liberty, though, is something that we have been praying about, and now it is here. And that is really a mission to the nation's capital, missionaries to the nation's capital. We think about missionaries going overseas, but what about our nation's capital? We need to have a mission and missionaries there. It's neither legal nor is it public policy. It is a spiritual missionary ministry to the nation's capital, all three branches of government, elected officials, and all other staff members as well.
You know, and what I appreciate about Peggy and her team is that they're really working under the radar. This isn't kind of things that get on the media or whatever. And these legislators, they take so much negative, you know, from the media, and it's high pressure jobs, but she's there with her team ministering to them and seeing lives change as a result.
Yeah, sometimes people don't realize when you actually come to Washington, D.C., it is a quite different city than places.
The spiritual warfare is great.
Absolutely. There's cliques that tend to form. If you don't follow the path of the group that you tend to be like-minded to, then all of a sudden there's struggles there. It has its own ups and downs. And sometimes when a member gets all excited, he has just gone through raising funds and he gets elected, and then he comes here and it's kind of like, wow, okay, this is different. They're away from their families, all kinds of things. Even the staffers. Staffers struggle. All of a sudden they get excited, they have a job, and they're away from their family for many, many months. It can be very spiritual warfare.
Yeah, right. Long hours, lots of pressure, particularly for members of Congress that come up there with their values, but then there's challenges to change those values. There's all kinds of temptations that happen, and so this ministry is really a transformative ministry, and it has had such an amazing impact, and sometime we could share some specific stories about how people's lives have been transformed and darkness has turned into light. In addition to those one-on-one Bible studies, prayer, support, because one of the things that you were doing recently was the Kavanaugh confirmation. You were very involved, and the ministry was very involved in supporting the nomination family and the senators that were involved through prayer and spiritual support. And that was a huge part. You have been able to communicate that to the Kavanaugh family. And as a result of your efforts from a spiritual standpoint, from just a prayer support standpoint, praying for all those involved, you were invited to the swearing-in of Justice Kavanaugh at the White House and were recognized as one of the top 10 people in significant relationship to this nomination, one of the top 10 people, and this was focused on prayer and spiritual support.
And it's an honor. We've done this with the last couple of nominees, and it's an honor, but we don't stop once they're in office. We offer that support system even after they're in the associate justice position.
You know, that's an example to all of us. I mean, we are called to respect and pray for our leaders, no matter what their beliefs, but we are called to pray for them. And you are fulfilling that right there. You had a great example you and your team are doing right there on Capitol Hill.
In fact, during the last swearing in, because there were three, the one immediately on the day that Kavanaugh was confirmed, and then the one in the White House, and then the one in the United States Supreme Court, the president and the First Lady drove right in front of the Ministry Center to go into the secured entrance of the Supreme Court on the east side. And that's right across from the building. And we hung a 32-foot yellow banner. It's the largest, as you call it, Bible tract in the district.
Can't miss that.
And it says, "We always pray for the president," and cites 1 Timothy chapter 2, which the president was able to see that people there in that Ministry Center were praying for him.
Clearly. We clearly do that. And we, you know, we pray on that day. We pray before the day starts because that's a ceremonial type of ceremony. And we know that all of the associate justices' family is there. There's a lot of friends that come and they enter right in front of our building. So they have the opportunity not only to see that banner, but to see our staff there praying. And we offer that support as we can and as needed.
So in addition to that kind of prayer support, which is so critical and transformative, and we'll have stories as we go on in the future since Faith and Liberty is part of the ministry now, there's several outreaches. Quickly, what are some of the other major public events? And then I want to end with the live nativity, which is tomorrow.
We usually start off the year, so 2019 we'll start off with the preborn memorial, where we pray for the mothers and fathers of those and also those children that have been aborted. Then we move into the U.S. Capitol Bible Reading Marathon, which that is a 4.5-day program. And we end that week with daybreak prayer in front of the Supreme Court. And then we end the year. Now, we have a lot of other items that go on throughout the year, but that's like our main events, our main outreaches. And then we end the year with what's coming up. Tomorrow is the live nativity.
Tell us about that.
The live nativity now is about its 11th year. It was before that we started off with a plastic Holy Family. And the whole purpose of that nativity, which was made out of plastic, was to say that you could put nativities on your desk, you can put nativities in your front yard, you can put nativities anywhere. But we wanted the true meaning of Christmas to come out. And so we called it Operation Nativity. But I'm not a fan of plastic people or plastic figurines. So I challenged myself to, then I started out with a camel and some a small amount of folks. I think it was maybe six of us that had a nativity. And then we've now progressed till we have almost 40 people that help volunteer along with all of the animals, which come to about five or six animals that we have, and a live baby. And it really is to make that huge end-of-the-year impact of the true meaning of Christmas, but of the gospel and what you can do in your own hometown to project this.
What a powerful statement to see this whole entourage of the Holy Family and animals walking across the Supreme Court.
In the District of Columbia.
Wow,
if
that's
amazing.
If that
can be done
there,
you can do something in your church, in your community, on your church property, in your public parks, wherever it might be. I encourage you to think outside the box on how you can remind people about what the real reason for this season is. the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we celebrate. Whether he was born on December 25, that's not the controversy that you need to get into. But this is a time where the world around the globe celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There are ways that you can remind people in your community, like Faith and Liberty is going to be doing tomorrow in the nation's capital with the live nativity. You can go to faithandlibertydc.org, faithandlibertydc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Council. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Council's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.